在我们的生活当中啊，有一些书本非常的重要。
In our lives, there are some books that are very helpful.
但是啊，他们常常啊有时间性。
But they're often limited by time.
啊，比如我们在学生时代，老师所规定的教科书啊，对我们来讲是很重要的。
For example, the textbooks that we use when we're in school, they're very important to us.
我们要好好的去啊去读这个教科书，所以我们才能够得着好的分数。
We need to study the textbook very well so that we can get good grades.
啊，但是通常学期结束之后，我们可能就会把这个书把它当啊二手的把它卖掉了。
However, after we finish our class, we might sell the books away as a second-hand book.
啊，以后它可能不再对我们是重要的。
And these textbooks will no longer be important to us in our lives.
啊，有一些畅销书啊，非常的抢手。
There are some best-selling books that are very popular.
啊，但是常常我们读过一次、两次之后，我们可能不会想要再读一次。
But after we read it once or twice, we might not want to go back to read it again.
但是我们这一本圣经呢，啊，它是最重要的一本书。
But the Bible is the most important book.
它永远不会从我们的生活当中被淘汰掉。
It's not something that we can get rid of in our lives.
啊，它也是能够让我们一读再读。
It's a book that we can read over and over again.
我们每一天或多或少的都会照镜子。
Every day we would look at ourselves in the mirror more than once.
啊，我们总是希望保持着我们的仪容啊，是整齐的、干净的。
We make sure that we are looking well, and not too messy.
啊，如果我们要我们的生活是正确的、美好的，那我们也要常常读真言，将我们的生活跟真言对照一下。
If we want to live a good life, we also need to read the book of Proverbs and actually look at it as if it's a mirror.
好，我们继续来学习第四个单元，谈论愚昧人。
And now we're going to continue studying the fourth point of the book of Proverbs, which is foolishness.
啊，希望在学习之后，我们能够发现我们或多或少的还有一点点的愚昧。
After we study this topic, I hope that we can see that we have some sort of foolishness in our lives.
啊，这是好事，因为知道了啊，我们才能够去改进。
If we can detect foolishness in our life, that's actually a positive thing because only after that we can make improvement.
啊，我们不希望在别人的眼中，我们永远是有那么一点的愚昧。
Because we don't want to appear foolish in other people's eyes.
啊，别人不一定愿意告诉我们你是愚啊，你在某方面是愚昧的。
Other people may not be willing to tell us that we are foolish.
啊，但是我们把真言好像镜子一样照一照，我们就会发现，哎呀，我们真的还有一些些许的愚昧。
But if we use the book of Proverbs as a mirror to look into our own lives, we could reflect and see if we have any foolishness in our lives.
我们请看箴言28章26节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 28, 26.
箴言28章26节。
Proverbs 28, 26.
心中自是的便是愚昧人，凭智慧行事的必蒙拯救。
He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered.
啊，我们是能够思考的啊，能够思考、能够计划的人。
A human being can use their mind to make plans and to think.
啊，在生活当中，我们也应该是有自信的。
In our lives, we are confident.
啊，但是这里提醒我们说，心中自是的便是愚昧人。
But this verse reminds us that those who trust in their own heart, they're foolish.
哦，就是过分的 啊，这个自信可能是会变成愚昧。
That means overconfidence in ourselves would turn us into a fool.
哦，我们要自信，但是过分的相信自己，这个可能啊会带来亏损。
We need to have self-confidence. However, if we overconfident, then that is foolishness.
我们请看《列王记上》十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王记上十二章二十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 25.
耶罗波安在以法莲山地建筑事件，就住在其中，又从事件出去建筑比奴伊勒。
25. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim and dwelt there. Also, he went out from there to build Penuel.
这是北朝的第一个王，耶罗波安王。
This is the first king in the northern kingdom, King Jeroboam.
神选召他，让他能够统治十一个支派。
God has chosen him to rule the ten and a half tribes of Israel.
因为本来十二个支派都是由大卫的家族来治理的。
Originally, all the 12 tribes were under the rule of David.
二十六节，耶罗伯安心里说，恐怕这国仍归大卫家。
Verse 26, and Jeroboam said in his heart, now the kingdom may return to the house of David.
他已经当了王，但是他心中却有一个忧虑。
Jeroboam has now become a king, but he has this worry in his heart.
他怕以后大卫家又把这个国给 夺回去。
He was afraid that the house of David will, at the end, rule the entire 12 tribes again.
那主要的关键是在于老百姓。
And the key point is in the heart of the people.
老百姓喜欢谁当王，或者是归向谁。
It really depends on who the people want their king to be and who they want to be under or subject under.
在耶罗波安就想到说，有一个可能，老百姓又会归向大卫家。
So when King Jeroboam thought that there is a possibility that the people wanted to go back to under the rule of King David's family.
因为耶路撒冷在南边的犹大国。
Because Jerusalem, that city, is in the south.
那圣殿又在耶路撒冷城。
And the temple is in Jerusalem in the south.
百姓总是会到南边的圣殿去敬拜神，去守节。
So the citizens who live in the north, they would go to the south to worship God, to keep the feast.
那这就成为耶罗波安的一个不安。
So that became a worry in Jeroboam's heart.
那他就开始来想说，那我应该怎么办？
Therefore, he was pondering what he should do about this.
二十八节，耶罗波安王就筹划定妥，铸造两个金牛犊，对众民说：“以色列人啊，你们上耶路撒冷去，实在是难。这就是领你们出埃及地的神。”
Verse 28. Therefore, the king asked advice.Made two calves of gold and said to the people, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt.
首先他看整个情况，他自己心里就做了猜测。
First of all, King Jeroboam looked at the whole situation, and then his heart predicted a problem.
这个事情还没有真正的发生。但是呢，他已经先害怕在前。
This problem has not happened yet, but he was already afraid of it possibly becoming true.
他能够成为王，当然是神所允许的，但是也是众百姓他们所喜悦的。
It was the will of God for him to become the king, and he was also lovedand supported by the people.
但是他却烦恼着这些百姓的心以后还会归向大卫家。
But he was troubled by the fact that the people's heart may return back to the house of David.
啊，当然我们对未来啊要有计划啊，也要有一些啊这个一些啊觉得啊危险或者不安全的那种设想。
Of course, we need to plan for the future, and we also need to do preventive measure.
哦，但是那个都只是我们的猜测，它不是事实。
But the preventive measure is based on our prediction. They are not a fact yet.
哦，那耶罗波安啊，在他的这个想法里头呢，啊，他就想出了说，怎么把百姓留在啊，留在这个北边，不到南边去。
So King Jeroboam started planning and scheming how he could keep his people to worship God in the north so they don't have to go to the south.
哦，百姓会到南边去，主要是因为宗教的关系。
The reason the people would go to the south is because of their religious feasts.
啊，所以呢，他就来改变宗教。
Therefore, he decided to change their religious practice.
哦，那这个就不尊重神。
That is disrespectful towards God.
哦，为什么他不尊重神？
Why did he disrespect God?
啊，因为他的害怕。
Because of his fear.
啊，因为他的贪。
Because of his greed.
他贪这个王位权力，他怕他的王位丢失了。
He was afraid that his kingship would be lost.
哦，所以他就自以为我这个办法是最好的。
Therefore, in his mind, he thinks that this is the best solution.
啊，但是事实上是没有办法通过这个神的教训的检验。
But in actuality, that was not in God's standard is not passed.
对，好，所以我们。有我们的经验，有我们的知识，我们可以来决定一些事情。
We do have knowledge and we do have experience that we can evaluate a matter.
哦，但是我们一定要能够通过这个神的教训的检验。
But we need to pass the test of God's words and teachings.
好，我们再请看26章11节，那个箴言26章11节。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 26, verse 11.
十一节，愚昧人行遗忘事，行了又行，就如狗转过来吃他所吐的。
As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly.
这里说，这个我们做愚昧的事啊，可能不是只一次，我们会反复的。做同样的错误。
This is telling us that when we do something foolish, we might not just do it once, but we repeatedly do the same folly.
可能我们没有发觉这是愚昧的。
We may not notice that this action is foolish.
可能我们是硬着心。
Or maybe our heart is hardened and so we repeatedly do it.
在圣经里头，扫罗王是一个例子。
In the Bible, King Saul would be an example of this.
其实神给他多次的机会。
God has given him many opportunities.
但是他一再的不尊重神。
But he repeatedly not to respect God.
而这个耶罗波安王也是这样子。
The same with King Jeroboam.
神甚至派神人去指出他的错误。
God even sent his people or his prophet to point out his wrongdoing.
神人甚至在耶罗波安的身上行了神迹。
The man of God sent by God actually performed a miracle on King Jeroboam.
但是这个耶罗波安他还是继续做他的愚昧事。
But Jeroboam did not heed and continued to do his foolish acts.
这个要成为我们的警戒。
This needs to be a reminder and warning for us.
有时候我们并不是不知道我们所做的是愚昧的。
Sometimes it is not that we don't know what we're doing is foolish.
但是我们里头的那一种顽固 却让我们继续的欢啊一面下去。
But because we're so headstrong in our heart, we continue to repeat our foolishness.
再请看箴言十四章十六节。
Let us turn to chapter 14, verse 16.
箴言十四章十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 16.
智慧人惧怕就远离恶事，愚妄人却狂傲自恃。
A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident.
我们已经谈过智慧的人，他会对得罪神的事情会惧怕。
We mentioned earlier that a wise man would fear in the matter of things that are against God.
那这个愚昧人就刚好相反，他不怕得罪神。
But a fool is the entire opposite of that. They do not care if they sin against God.
那在人在神的面前所表现出来的啊，就是这里所说的是狂傲的。
In the eyes of men and God, their manifestation is that they're very proud and boastful.
啊，真的，这也是。负面的人性的一部分。
That is actually a negative side of human nature.
啊，无论是在生活或者信仰的层面，都可能，我们都可能犯这样的错误。
We might make this mistake in our religious practice and also in our daily lives.
我们请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 7.
《使徒行传》第七章五十七节
，Verse 57，
众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去。
57, then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord.
啊，这是在讲斯提缓他受到逼迫，被用石头打死。
This passage describes how Stephen was persecuted by the Jews and were stoned to death.
使提缓用很长的时间好好的来跟这一些人来谈论信仰的事情。
Stephen spent a reasonable amount of time to explain to them about his faith, about Jesus.
他从他们的祖先亚伯拉罕一直谈到这个主耶稣来到世界上。
He started his speech from the history of their ancestor all the way to Jesus' birth and ministry.
他所说的都是这些人他们知道的，那他们听了，他们也没有办法来反驳斯提缓。
What he said to them, they all understood that he was right.And they're unable to rebut against him.
正常来讲，他们应该虚心的来接受司提缓所给他们的信息。
What would be a reasonable response is that they accept what Stephen said to them.
但是五十七节说他们捂着耳朵，他们不愿意听，不愿意接受。
But in verse 57, it says that they stopped.Their ears, they were unwilling to listen and accept.
甚至用暴力的手段把这个司提缓打死。
Furthermore, they cast him out and stoned him with violence.
他们如果不是这么的有这种愚昧的行为，他们应该也是能够得着救恩，能够有这个天国的盼望的。
If they did not have such foolish action,they were also able to receive the hope of salvation.
我们不愿意听，不愿意接受正确的信息，这就是一种狂傲。
When we are unwilling to listen to what is right, then we are considered very proud and boastful.
而且这就是愚昧。
And that is foolishness.
再请看箴言十四章十五节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15.
十五节，愚蒙人士话都信，通达人步步谨慎。
15, the simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps.
是的，我们要常常对人有这种这个信任，相信不要随意的去怀对人怀疑。
It is true that we need to have basic trust on people.
但是这一个世界是这个越来越充满危险充满着危险。
But this world is full of dangers more and more.
今天虽然资讯很发达，我们很容易就可以拥有很多的这个信息。
It is true that nowadays it is very easy for us to obtain information.
但是很可惜的，这些资讯里头常常也充满着一些所谓的假的信息，不好的信息对人有伤害的信息。
But unfortunately, some of these information are false, or they're not good, or they're harmful to us.
所以很奇妙的，这箴言在好早以前就已经给我们这样的提醒。
So miraculously, in the book of Proverbs, thousands of years ago, it had already given us this advice.
没有过滤，什么都信的话，这是愚昧人。
If we do not filter the information that we receive, then we are considered foolish.
今天的危险不但是在生活层面，连包括我们信仰的层面，其实也充满着危险。
Today, dangers not only exist in our lives, but also in our faith.
这许许多多的信息里头，也包括着很多是跟这个信仰有关系的信息。
Because a lot of this information that we receive daily, they are against our faith.
如果我们没有过滤，所有的都接受，那这里说是危险的，因为是这样成为愚昧人，因为是危险的。
Because, so therefore, if we do not filter all the information that we receive, then it is very dangerous for our faith and we become foolish.
在圣灵的感动之下这些古圣徒，这些使徒，其实他们在很久以前就已经对我们有所提醒。
So under the movement of the Holy Spirit, the ancient saints and the apostles, disciples of God, they have already reminded us with these words.
这个箴言是旧约。
In the book of Proverbs, that's in the Old Testament.
那新约的这些使徒也同样给我们类似的提醒。
In the New Testament, Jesus' disciples also gave us such a warning and reminder.
请看哥林多前书14:29.
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 19.
29节。
14:29.
自己做先知讲道的，只好两个人或三个人，其余的就当慎思明辨。
Verse 29, let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge.
好，在保罗的时代，他们在聚会的时候常常应该是用分享的方式。
During Paul's time, during the service, they would take turns sharing the message.
所以有什么感动，有什么体验，可能就会站起来跟弟兄姐妹来分享，互相勉励。
If they have any movement from the Holy Spirit, or if they have any experience, they would stand up and share with brothers and sisters.
大家都非常的热心的在追求神，追求信仰。
Everyone was very zealous in pursuing after God and faith.
所以相信当时应该他们这样的分享是非常热烈的。
So I'm sure that their sharing with one another was very helpful.
因为大家都有感动，都有体验。
And because everyone had experience with God and the Spirit.
所以保罗告诉他们， 分享是好的啊，但是要有秩序。
But Paul told them that it is good for you to share. However, there needs to be an order.
啊，因为我们一个人没有办法同时听两三个人啊，同时讲。
Because it is not possible for us to listen to two people speak at the same time.
那我们分享就是为了彼此得到造就。
The purpose of us sharing is so that we can edify others.
哦，所以要有秩序的一个一个讲啊，大家都能够听得清楚。
Therefore, if there is an order and then one person speaks at a time, then everyone can listen very clearly.
哦，那这里保罗有一个提醒，就是听的人呢啊就要明辨。
Paul here reminds the people that those who are not speaking, they should be discerning.
哦，所以这个就像箴言所说的啊，不是别人讲的话我们都信。
Just like in Proverbs, it's reminding us that we should not believe in every word people say.
那怎么分辨呢？标准是什么？
So how can we discern and judge what is right? What is the standard?
就是这一本圣经。
It is this Bible.
啊，为了我们自己好，啊，我们一定要好好的读圣经，好好的查考圣经。
For our own edification, we need to really put an effort to study and read the Bible.
啊，为了保护我们家人的信仰，我们要好好读圣经，好好学习圣经。
In order to protect the faith of our family, we need to study and read the Bible.
啊，这样子我们才有办法来分辨别人讲的是对还是不对。
So that we can discern whether what other people say is right or wrong.
好，再请看箴言18:2.
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 2.
箴言18:2.
18 verse 2.
愚昧人不喜爱明哲，只喜爱显露心意。
Verse 2, a fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart.
啊，老是喜欢发表意见，啊，啊，啊，这个，这里说这样的人呢，啊，是愚昧的。
Here it tells us that those who love to only express what express his opinions, he's a fool.
哦，这个不是在讲说我们在查经的时候，我们不可以发表我们的感想啊，或者发表啊我们的感动。
So this is not to say that during Bible study we should not share our reflection or something that we're touched with.
这个有一点就是就是说那种喜爱自我啊，这个自我表现的那种情况。
But this verse is talking about people who always like to show off and show themselves.
哦，有时候并不是懂得很多啊，但是呢，要显示出我懂很多。
Many times they don't even have the knowledge and they don't have the understanding, yet they want to show that they know and understand a lot.
哦，那这样其实真的是愚昧的，因为那个真正懂的人，他一听就知道你根本讲错了。
Then this is very foolish because once they express their opinions, then the people who actually know and understand would know immediately that what he said is wrong.
哦，那这样的人啊，他特别会怎么表现出来呢？
So how does this type of person express themselves?
我们请看18:13.
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 13.
13节，未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
He who answers a matter before he hears it, it's a folly and shame to him.
这个就是有点插嘴，他为了表现自己，别人可能还没有讲完，他就抢着讲。
So this is someone who would say something before someone finished a sentence.
那13节讲没有听完就先回答的啊，这个是一种愚昧。
So here it tells us that he who answers the matter before he hears it, it's a folly and shame to him.
哦，所以我们要想一下，在什么情况之下我们会有这种愚昧。
So we need to think about under what circumstances that we would have such folly.
哦，我们在跟孩子的谈话里头呢，我们是不是有这样的毛病？
When we talk to our children, do we show such folly?
啊，因为我们觉得我们对我们的孩子太了解了。
Sometimes we think that we know our children so well.
哦，所以他还没有讲完呢，我们就没有让他讲完，我们可能就开始责备他，哦，啊，或者就是开始跟他讲一番道理。
Therefore, oftentimes before they finish their sentence, we cut them off and we already start our rebuke.
哦，有时候我们觉得某件事情我们是专家，我们可能也会患了这种毛病。
Or sometimes we think that we're expert in a certain topic and then we would make the same mistake.
哦，我们觉得我是专家，所以一直急着想我来讲，我讲的会更好。
And because we think we're expert in this matter, therefore it would be better for me to share this matter than others.
啊，是的，我们可能是专家，但是又在场又可能有人是啊比我们更好的。
Even though we might be the expert, but among us, there might be others that are better expert than us.
啊，总之话没有听完就回答的，啊，常常啊，会带来一些不好的后果。
Well, in conclusion, if we always answer a matter before we finish listening, then it will always bring us negative consequence.
哦，因为我们知道话讲出去了，常常是收不回来的。
We know that whatever we say, we cannot take them back.
哦，难怪这里说这样的人是一种这样的行为是一种愚昧。
That's why the proverbs here tells us that whoever has this kind of action is it's foolish.
好，我们再请看箴言十二章十五节。
Let us now turn to chapter 12, verse 15.
十五节，遗忘人所行的，在自己眼中看为正，为智慧人肯听人的劝教。
Verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise.
我已经讲过，我们常常看别人看得很清楚。
I have mentioned earlier that we often see so clearly when it's about other people.
那常常我们对自己并没有看得那么清楚。
But we do not see ourselves very clearly.
哦，所以我们要常常读箴言啊，将我们跟箴言的教训对照一下。
Therefore, we need to read Proverbs often so that we can match our actions with the teachings of Proverbs.
啊，不然的话，我们可能总是觉得，我是不错的，甚至我是很好的。
Otherwise, we would often think that I'm not bad, and or sometimes we think that we're so good.
哦，这里说，愚昧的人在自己眼中看为正。
Here it says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
哦，不但在人的面前，甚至我们也有可能在神的面前呢，啊，自以为是好的，是对的。
Not only so, sometimes we might think that we're doing the right thing in the eyes of God.
哦，真的在神面前，人敢这样子吗？
But can we truly claim that in front of God?
啊，真的，不谨慎的话，我们就会成为这样的愚昧人。
If we're not careful, then we would turn out in as this foolish man.
我们请看耶拿书第四章。
Let's turn to Jonah chapter 4.
耶拿书第四章
Jonah chapter 4
第四章的第三节
Verse 3
主啊现在求你取我的命吧因为我死了比活着还好
Verse 3, therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.
第一节，这个是耶拿大大不喜悦，且甚发怒。
Verse 1, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry.
耶拿发怒，他对谁发怒？
Who was Jonah angry about?
那当然是对神发怒。
He was angry with God.
他不高兴神对尼尼微城的处理。
He was unhappy the way that God dealt with the citizens of Nineveh.
当他在鱼的肚子里头的时候，他恳切地祈求神能够救拔他。
When he was in the belly of the big fish, he prayed to God to save him.
现在在这里他却求神让他死。
But here, he actually asked God to take away his life.
所以我们人的行为有时候真的是很愚昧的，很矛盾的。
So sometimes we could see that our actions are so ambivalent and contradicting.
在你的肚子里头，你那么珍惜你的生命。
When we're inside the stomach of the fish, we treasure our life.
现在你好好的，你却说让我死吧。
But now that we're out of danger, we're asking God to take away our lives from us.
就因为你对神生气。
Just because we're angry with God.
就因为你自己认为我是有理的。
Just because we think that we are right.
所以第四节，主说你这样发怒，合乎理吗？
Verse 4, then God said, is it right for you to be angry?
神已经提醒他，你不要以为你有理，你是对的。
God has reminded him that he shouldn't think that what he's doing is reasonable.
愚昧人的表现就是继续行愚昧。
Because a foolish man continually would do foolish things.
果然在这件事情上面，耶拿就是十足的一个愚昧人。
Indeed, Jonah was a foolish man in this matter.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神对耶拿说，你因这棵披麻树发怒合理吗？他说，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。
Then God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant? And he said, it is right for me to be angry, even to death.
不要以为箴言里头所说的愚昧人不是在说我。
Don't think that the foolish person that the book of Proverbs is talking about is not me.
我们要仔细的去思考一下，我们就会发现或多或少，我们也有一点愚昧。
If we carefully consider ourselves, then we would find that we might be a little foolish.
耶拿纵然他是一个先知，在这里他所表现的就是十足的愚昧。
Even though Jonah was the prophet of God, yet his action shows us that he was a foolish person for sure.
我们进入第五个单元，论到幸福的家庭。
And now let us move to the fifth theme of the book of Proverbs, which is a happy family.
家庭是这个社会以及教会里头很重要、很基本的一个单位。
A family is a building block in the society and for our family.
越多好的家庭，这个社会就会越好。
The more happy families we have, then the better the society will be.
同样的，教会里头越多这个健康的家庭，那么这个教会也会更健康。
In the same way, the more healthy families we have in the church, then the church would become healthy.
那箴言里头告诉我们要有幸福的家庭，我们要避免至少三件事情。
In the book of Proverbs, it tells us that if we want to have a blissful family, then we need to avoid at least three things.
我们请看箴言21章第9节。
Let us turn to Proverbs 21, verse 9.
箴言21章第9节。
Proverbs 21, verse 9.
宁可住在屋顶的角上，不在宽阔的房屋与争吵的妇人同住。
Better to dwell in a corner of a household than in a house shared with a contentious woman.
19节
Verse
19. 宁可住在旷野，不与争吵死气的妇人同住。
Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman.
这里所要强调的啊，倒不在乎，不在于说啊，讲到这个妇人啊，哈，这要强调的是幸福的家庭要避免相争。
These verses are not trying to tell us that women are contentious, but that in order to have a blissful family, we need to avoid contentions.
啊，这个家庭的不和谐、不和睦，通常不是单一方面的原因啊，是双方面的。
Because the disharmony of a family is not just based on one person, but this is about two persons.
啊，只要家庭里头持续的有相争，这个家庭就不会是快乐幸福。
If a household have contention continuously, then this family will not be a blissful family.
哦，所以我们就要去思考，是什么事情引起我们家庭里头的不和谐跟相争。
So we need to ponder upon what are the things that will cause our family to be contentious.
啊，不要当作反正过了就好了。
Don't think that if this contention have passed, then it is fine.
哦，如果其中有一两个原因
，if there are one or two reasons，
哦，我们没有去面对它，这一两个原因，它会反复的在家中来造成不和谐跟纷争。
If there are those one or two contentions that we often argue about, and we do not take care of it and face it or resolve it, then they will come back to bite us.
哦，所以不要逃避啊，要去面对，然后好好的沟通，我们如何来避免，我们如何来克服。
So don't run away from our problems. Instead, we need to face them. And then we need to resolve them and discuss face to face so that we can overcome our problems.
每一个家庭会引起相争的事情可能不太一样。
And the things that will cause strife would be different from family to family.
所以我们自己这个家庭的人尤其是夫妻我们自己要好好的来面对，好好的来沟通。
Therefore, for the spouses, we need to really take this seriously and to communicate with one another.
好，那我们现在休息一下，我们再继续，我们请一起默祷。
Let's take a break now and say a silent prayer together.
阿们。